Gonna shake that thing and get busy tonight at 8 o'clock when the Florida Panthers return triumphantly to the Stanley Cup Finals against the Vegas Knights in lovely, or should we say it, Viva Las Vegas. It's gonna be hype. It's gonna be crazy. It is going to be fun, and I am feeling good about these Panthers. Been looking at a lot of stuff online. What's gonna be the cool matchup for the Panthers tonight? And you know, they've thrown out all the Eichel versus Tkachuk, but really they all come down to two guys. You know who it is. You're talking about our guy, Sergei Bobrovsky, who's been standing on his head, and of course on the other side, Aiden Hill. You'll be a good goaltender in this series. It looks like you're going to be hoisting that big, beautiful trophy in the end, Vlad. And you know what? I believe in Bob.
I believe in Bob, too, but it's going to be scoring in this series.
This team's tough now. This Vegas Knights team, I have watched them take on some of the best, like the Islanders. Remember Draisaitl was scoring 4 goals a game and still they were...
Against Edmonton, against the Kings. They've been busting people's ass. I mean,
that Dallas series, they were up 3-0.
Remember? Dallas 1-2, like I said.
And then they scored 3 goals in 7 minutes in the end game
that
6.
That was over. It was Rap City after that. So, yeah. Nah, this is going to be a great series. I know the Canadians aren't going to be happy.
Non-traditional teams.
The hockey purists aren't going to be happy. 2 non-traditional teams, non-traditional cities.
Now, if you're a hockey purist and you see Matthew Tkachuk out there, you got to be feeling pretty good. Now, I mean, he did play in Canada. He's from St. Louis. But nonetheless, he embodies hockey, doesn't he?
Yeah. You want one of those guys. Not no Austin Matthews.
No, no one any Austin Matthews. Such a great game. Not, so no, much
John,
fun.
You know, what's the guy, the former, the guy from the Islanders that's on there? Because basically everybody on that team was getting ripped after the Panthers gentlemen swept them. So
yeah.
John Tavares, I believe. Yeah, they were all getting ripped. All of them.
Right. Yeah. Paul Maurice has pushed all the right buttons. I want to say all season long now. You can't just say, no, they've only done in the playoffs. But you can say this. He's been saying it since the preseason. Like, just trust the journey. It's going to be okay. We're building towards something. Now it seems like he kind of knows what he's talking about. Of course, Paul Maurice did speak with the media. We have a couple of clips that we're going to share with you about Paul Maurice and what he was talking about. A lot of people saying, rest versus rust, rest versus rust. Is this going to affect the Florida Panthers? Because they've been off, and you and I even said it, but we forgot about them almost for a little while because they've had so much time. What was it, 9 days? More than that. They finish on a Wednesday.
They finish Wednesday. It's 10, yeah, it's
10,
10 days,
basically 10 days.
10 days, yeah.
So when Paul Maurice, of course, he's our cool dude. Nothing flexes on him. Nothing gets him all crazy and wild. He talked about the rest and the rust, and really, it comes down to Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, I'm not worried about him because he's got this routine that it's almost not related to what's going on the schedule, whether he's playing 14 in a row like he did in March or we get 10 days off. He's got his routine. The concern you have is the difference between challenges and opportunity. There's a challenge to this. You have 10 days off. You know, how do you can't stay in that emotional environment that you are. And then, ooh, the opportunity. We had some banged up guys and we're moving pretty good on the ice. So that's the challenge. That's the opportunity. We'll take it. We'll take the rest. I think it gives us the best chance in the legs. And if it takes us a while to get back into it, then we got to be able to hold water until we do.
I said in Bob, I trust. In Paul Maurice, I trust. If he tells me he wants rest over rust, I'll take it. Guy's not banged up. Guys are rested up. Guys are ready to go. This team's got a lot of special mojo going for him right now. I agree. I always take the rest over the rust, Vlad. I don't care. You'll see in the long run, it's better for you. And a lot of times I think a couple of minutes in, you get your legs back. You get back in your rhythm of your game. You should be fine. I think the Panthers are going to be absolutely fine tonight in Vegas, which is a tough place to play. I'll admit that. But I don't know about you, but I feel as though they're going to be okay, even with the 10 days off.
They should be. They should have the better legs, boss. But the rested legs, let me use that one. They should have the more rested legs. I expect them to come out flying the first 10 minutes of the game. But Vegas has had rest as well, and they're home. They're starting the series at home. It's going to be a good series to me. I think it's going to be a really, really good series. It's going to be an even series. And, you know, right before game one of the NBA Finals, you asked me before, like, which of these two teams heading to the finals down here locally do you feel like will be hoisting a trophy? And I think we all pretty much feel like if there's a team that has the best chance of hoisting a trophy, it's the Panthers with Stanley.
Absolutely, right there. And, you know, he talked about Bobrovsky getting a lot of repetition in. He doesn't change his program. He's ready. No rust after this rest. I do believe that. I also don't freak out totally if he's not as good as he was in the Carolina Hurricanes series, because this is a very gifted Vegas Golden Knights offensive team. Those guys, they can score some goals right there. We've seen them score six. We've seen them score three goals in 7 minutes in a closeout game in game six. So I wouldn't freak out. I would even say, look, what would be tonight, Sergei Bobrovsky, would you say would be a good night, realistically? If he lets by two goals, I would say.
He can give up three goals.
Even three goals.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think the Panthers are going to score. That's the thing. I'm not scared of their goalie. More scared of, you know. I mean, they got some players.
Some players on that team. I mean, you don't get to the Stanley Cup Finals without players. And, you know, you don't just get lucky throughout the entire playoffs and play as well as you have against, like we said, a lot of good teams. They took on the Kings. Whether you want to argue they're a good team or not, still, they're a playoff team. The Edmonton Oilers, fantastic team. Like I said, Draisaitl was scoring at an unbelievable clip in that. And then you take on a Dallas Stars team that kind of made a fight. And then the second that they thought that they were back in the series, the Vegas Knights just slammed the door on them.
Shut down on them.
I mean, it was bad, man. It was like, okay, fun's over, everyone. Let's get ready for the Florida Panthers. Of course, the Florida Panthers maybe have been even more impressive in their run. And you say, well, there was a 7-game series in there. Yeah, but it was against a historic team that, let's be honest, if they would have gotten past the Florida Panthers, they would have probably just walked all the way to the finals right now, too. So that series, a lot of people said, whoever wins this series is going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Those people were right. So, Now, with those 10 days off, Paul Maurice, Vlad, you think he's ready? Do you think Paul Maurice is ready?
I would hope so.
I think he's ready to play. I think he's ready to get going and playing, man. He talked about being ready and how it's time to play and how they're going to get things going.
Is that we've never let routine cross over into superstition, that we have to have a certain thing at a certain time. We kind of go with the flow a little bit, and we'll just handle it as it comes. And then enjoy it, too, because you work really hard to get here. And sure, there's more media requirements, and it's a longer flight, but that's a Western Conference opponent. That's what's going to happen.
I like that. Staying even keel right there. No superstition in the way. I believe a little bit in the superstition, nonetheless. Right there, he's just telling you, he's not going to let anything get in the way, and there's a little more media requirements. Do you think the media requirements kind of wear down a team, or is that just par for the course? You're right now, you're in your zone, you're taking care of business.
It's par for the course. Yeah. You got to understand, you're in the final series of the season. You're playing for the Stanley Cup Final. Like, you got to expect there's going to be a lot of media. The thing is, it might not be the media that you're used to.
Right. And then it might throw you off your schedule a little bit. And, you know, routine for a lot of players is very, very important. But I would think at this level, things come at you so fast. There's so much going on in a finals that it's just another thing coming at you. And both teams are dealing with it right now. And, man, so much going on. Do you think, this is the real question, and it's maybe a rhetorical question, you think any of this phases Matthew Tkachuk?
No, I don't think anything's phasing the Panthers players. I can't say anything about the Golden Knights because we
don't really follow them.
We
that
don't
closely.
Really follow them. But if we've had the Panthers players, they've joined us on shows. They've Tobin and Leroy. They've on Joe Rose's show on Hawk and Crowder. So they're not phased by this. I think they're more looking forward to getting this game going, this series going. I think they got inside. You know, you're happy to see your brothers and playing with your brothers, but after a while, you want to play. Can't really hit your brother. You can't hit your teammates.
Right. And you want to hit other people. That's the main thing.
You want to hit somebody so that it means something. So I think, they 9-10 days, you're biting at the bit, man. You're biting at the opportunity just to lay somebody out, good forecheck. Just something.
And you got to feel good. I can't believe I'm saying this. If you'd have told me this midway through the season, that you have Paul Maurice right there on the bench. He's coached in, I think, the fourth most games all time in the NHL. It just seems like he's been there, done that. No stage is too big. If anything gets a little crazy, he'll pull the guys back and just be a calming force on this team. It's crazy, Vlad. Paul Maurice, he's really, really done a great job and kind of turning things around, at least image-wise, because forever, we were kind of knocking him. He was an easy punching bag, but you know what? Now he's punching back, and wow, I'm glad to have him. I'm saying it right now. I'm glad to have him. Win, lose, or draw tonight, I am glad we got Paul Maurice on this team.
I will say this. South Florida has good, good head coaches they and do. Managers right now leading teams.
Yeah, and they should. I mean, it's a great place to be.
Coaching, college, or professional.
Yeah. Let's go through the coaches. Mike McDaniel, of course, the jury is still out, but still in his first year, he goes to the playoffs with some injury issues. We're not going to get into exactly who because it's a long season. Then in basketball, you got Coach Spo, who a lot of people are saying right here, right now, the best coach in the NBA.
He's been that for like the last 5-7 years.
Skip Schumacher for the Marlins. I mean, look, there
jury's still out, but he has a team that nobody expected to be 500 or better right now at this point of the season.
Paul Maurice seems like he's done everything right this year, and I'm changing that narrative, not lately. He said all preseason and offseason, this is what it's going to look like. It's going to be a little different during the regular season, but come postseason, it's going to be good. So he called his own shot. I have to believe he knows what he was doing. I have to believe that at least, you know.
I think the only sport right now where we don't have a good coach.
Well, we're trying to stay positive, but go ahead.
You know what it is. You mentioned it earlier. We've talked about
it. Oh, Inter Miami. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even want to bring that up. Yeah, we had a bad coach.
You got Phil, Coach L in college.
Okay, you got Coach Larinaga, who brought the Hurricanes to the Final Four. Dusty May.
Dusty May brought Florida Atlantic to the Final Four.
Don't want to forget him. Katie Meyer, who also got a contract extension for the Ladies
Regional
Hurricanes team.
Elite Eight.
LSU took him out. Nonetheless, that's cool. That your girlfriend, Kim Mulkey. You can't beat her. You know how that is.
That's wifey.
That sex fight with her. Man, that would be so awesome. Who else do we have? And then, of course, Nova Southeastern's winning Division II championships left and right. Their coaching staffs are absolutely wonderful. Is there anything else other than Inter-Miami? We're really set.
Nah, that's it.
We're okay. Okay. Phil Neville, I mean, it's a tough spot right there. Number one, not a lot of head coaching experience. He coached the English Lionesses, the women's national team, and he went to, I think, the semifinals of the Euro Cup, and then when he left, the team actually went to the finals the next 4 years. He had no real coaching experience. He's best friends with David Beckham. He comes in, thought he did an okay job, but definitely underperforming. Now we're looking at possibly getting the former Argentinian national coach. But so far, so good. But yeah, Paul Maurice, you go out there and you win this thing. You're up there, man. You're up there.
You're a legend.
That you called your shot. And that really impresses me. That he went out there, but he never wavered. Did you ever notice that, Vlad? He never like, well, you know, we kind of expected to be better at this point. No, he always just said, look, stay calm. And I thought it was a facade. And maybe it was. Sometimes, you know, coaches, they appear cool, calm, and collected when really they're not. It's just an appearance. But now you have to believe in him. And you have to say, Paul Maurice, for all the time I doubted you, I apologize. Looking good. And tonight, you get Stanley Cup Finals Game 1.
Cat fever begins.
Panthers, Golden Knights. Of course, the Golden Knights favored by 1.5. I, of course, like the Panthers in this because I don't just think that they're the better team. I think they're playing better. Of course, they've had the time off. But I also think they're a team of destiny, and they're going to stay cool, calm, and collected. I don't think anything phases Matthew Tkachuk. I do expect Sergei Bobrovsky to kind of not take a step down, but he's facing a really good offensive team, so he's not going to be as lights out, stand on your head as he was against the Carolina Hurricanes. This is also the finals. Everything's a little more amplified. But if Sergei can be Sergei, the one that we've known for these past couple playoff series, we'll be okay because we'll find goals. We will find ways to score goals. I'm looking at the Panthers saying, okay, Alexander Barkov, one of the best two-way players in the whole entire league. He's been with the organization forever. You don't think he has a lot of pride in tonight?
The whole team has pride, man.
They really do.
The team has been very quiet the whole year. Everybody's questioning this team, the roller coaster ride they had to get to the playoffs. Mind you, how they got it, they didn't really backdoor their way in, but they sort of backdoored their way in. Teams like the Islanders and the Penguins lost to teams they weren't supposed to lose to in the final couple games of the season.
It all counts.
And the Panthers had to play against, which is ironic, the irony. You know what the irony is? Their last two home games, their last two games of the season where they lost were against the Maple Leafs and the Hurricanes.
Thank you. Win the ones that count.
They won the one that count.
There's nothing.
They got in and as the second wild card team, and then look at it now.
Look at them now. There's nothing worse than winning the one that doesn't count as much. I've been on the side where, I mean, LSU, Alabama, 1 year, we went into Alabama undefeated. Best team never won a national championship. We beat Alabama 9-6. Felt like, yeah. Then Alabama got us in the national championship game 21-1, and they're like, we win the one that counts. It's like, ah. Oh. killing me. What are the experts saying, though, Vlad? Okay, I can give you Ryan Clark. He's a fellow LSU alum. You know, he's not a hockey head. I'll give you some of the experts that are hockey heads, what they're predicting. Brian Boucher, Golden Knights in seven.
Okay.
Chris Chelios, Panthers in seven. Linda Cohn, huge soccer fan on ESPN.
Hockey fan. Huge hockey fan.
Greatest game alive. Golden Knights in six. Who else do we have? Let's see. Steve Levy. Of course, he's also the hockey head. Panthers in seven.
Okay.
Sean McDonough, Golden Knights in seven. Barry Melrose. I like this because Barry Melrose is loud wrong all the time.
I love his mullet.
I love his hair. Yeah, I like his style, but he's loud wrong all the time. He gets Golden Knights in six. That makes me feel good. Do you know a guy named Mark Messier?
The Messiah.
Golden Knights in seven.
Thank you for 94. Thank you for 94.
No, Golden Knights in seven.
He's been following it. So, I mean, if teams like... You know what's funny? I bet you a lot of the ESPN people will say Golden Knights because they covered the Western Conference Finals, and nor the TNT people will say Panthers because they covered the Eastern Conference Finals.
And they're a little more familiar with the Vegas Golden Knights throughout the season because they had a better record, and a lot of people were writing off the Panthers.
But
so.
I wouldn't be, you know. Yeah, I think both, a lot of the experts think this is going to be a long series.
Yeah, no one's saying 4 or 5. Everyone's saying 6 or 7, all 29 people that picked. P.K. Subban, he's our guy. You know why?
Pick the Panthers.
Panthers in seven. And I'm kind of surprised about this one. Greg Wyshynski, who always seems to be a Florida Panthers guy and a South Florida guy, he's got Golden Knights in six. All in all, of the 29 people that picked, 17 picked the Golden Knights. So 17 out of 29. So that's
12 for the Panthers.
12 for the Panthers, which means kind of what we thought. It's going to be a good series. Look, you've enjoyed your sweeps. You've enjoyed your gentlemen sweeps. Now it's time you're going to have to get your hands dirty. This is not going to be one of those. Toronto Maple Leafs are... Even Carolina
it's
Hurricanes.
The same as it's always been before the playoffs. It's first team to four. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's be the first team to win four games in a series of seven.
Yep. You look each other in the eye at the face off and you say, first to four.
First to four, that's it. Doesn't matter how you get it done. As long as you get it done.
There's going to be games where you're high in the peak. And there's going to be certain points in games where you're low on the valley. Just ride the waves. Trust in Paul Maurice, Matthew Tkachuk, Sergei Bobrovsky, and the rest of the guys.
Boob.
And then that trophy is coming back to the WQAM studio. No, it's coming back to South Florida.
I better come back to the QAM studio.
It was
with
here earlier this week.
I know. Typical, you know, of course, you know, comes on my day off.
Vamos, gatos.